This is round three of the 2018 NAQT Middle School National Championship Tournament. This game pits the 18 card against the 79 card. From Illinois, we have Barrington Station B, and from Virginia, we have the Norfolk Academic Guild. Both teams are ready to go. Best of luck to both teams. For a second there, I thought I saw the wrong number, and I almost had a heart attack. All right, best of luck to both teams. Here's toss-up one. Albert Einstein quipped that as far as the laws of this discipline refer to reality, they are not certain, and vice versa. This topic was called the Queen of the Sciences by a man nicknamed its prince, Carl Gauss. For 10 points, name this discipline that puts the M in STEM classes. Yes?
Mathematics.
10, bonus. The man depicted in this sculpture holds a huge sword in his right hand and a rock in his left and rests his left foot on a severed head. For 10 points each, name this 15th century sculpture, the first freestanding bronze nude since antiquity.
Yeah. David.
This sculptor from Florence created the bronze David.
Donatello.
Donatello also produced an equestrian statue of the soldier Erasmo di Narni. Both the soldier and the statue are known by this Italian language nickname meaning honeyed cat.
Got him a lot of.
30. Toss up two. A book named for this subject calls Eudaimonia the man's noblest goal and is dedicated to Aristotle's son, Nicomachus. It's
ethics.
I'm sorry?
Ethics.
15. Bonus. In her book, My Story, this woman noted she was not tired physically, but was just tired of giving in. For 10 points each, name this woman who was arrested for defying the orders of bus driver James Blake in December 1955.
Rosa Parks.
Parks' arrest sparked a bus boycott that lasted for more than a year in this Alabama city.
Montgomery.
The bus on which Parks refused to move is now on display at a museum in Dearborn, a suburb of this Midwestern city where Parks lived from the 1960s till her death.
Say Iowa.
No, it's a city. Des Moines.
Des Moines?
No, it's Detroit. So 20 points, toss up three. The Carnation Plot was an attempt to free this person from the conciergerie. She was known as the Widow Capet after the execution of her husband. Yes?
Marie Antoinette.
That is 10, bonus. This island's mafia often goes by the name Cosa Nostra. For 10 points each, name this Italian island, the largest in the Mediterranean.
Sicily.
Yeah.
Sicily.
This Sicilian peak is Europe's tallest active volcano.
Mount Etna.
Sicily is separated from mainland Italy by this strait. In Greek mythology, the monsters Scylla and Charybdis resided on each side of this strait.
No, it's not. The other one. Strait of...
Answer?
News, but that's Africa.
Nothing. Messina. So 20 points. Toss up. Four. Pencil and paper ready. Abby needs to calculate the slope of the line defined by the equation 2x minus 6y equals... Yes?
One-third.
That's 15, bonus. For 10 points each, answer the following about silicate minerals. This silicate is made of silicon dioxide. Impurities create varieties such as amethyst.
Quartz.
Yeah.
Quartz.
In this family of silicates, roughly 1 in 4 of the silicon atoms is replaced with aluminum. This family of minerals makes up most of Earth's crust.
Alkali earth metals.
Feldspars. Oh. Muscovite and biotite are members of this group of phyllosilicate minerals. They consist of parallel sheets of silicate tetrahedra and thus split easily into thin planes. Answer?
Plastics.
Mica. 10 points, toss up 5. A plague quarantine prevents Friar John from delivering a letter to this character, who is an... Yes?
Romeo.
15, bonus. A group of popular 19th century U.S. poets was known as the Fireside Poets. For 10 points each, perhaps the best known Fireside Poet is this man who wrote about Iroquois legends in the Song of Hiawatha.
Longfellow.
This Fireside Poet wrote about the USS Constitution in Old Ironsides. He was the father of a Supreme Court justice.
Oliver Wendell Holmes.
The Fireside Poets admired this Italian poet and worked to translate his Divine Comedy into English.
Dante.
30. Toss up 6. This term is used to refer to the typhoons, which repelled the 1274 Mongol... Yes.
Kamikaze.
15. Bonus. In the 1980s, the U.S. frequently intervened in the affairs of Latin America and the Caribbean. For 10 points each, in 1983, Ronald Reagan authorized Operation Urgent Fury to invade this Caribbean country following a coup against its president, Maurice Bishop.
Haiti.
Grenada. This scandal erupted in 1985 after it was revealed the U.S. government was funneling weapons to Nicaraguan rebels through a country that had taken 52 Americans hostage in 1979.
Iran-Contra affair.
Yes. The U.S. had captured this Panamanian dictator in a 1989 invasion by blasting rock music outside the Vatican embassy where he was hiding.
Noriega.
That's 20. Toss up 7. This country's southernmost town, Eilat, is a beach resort located south of the Negev Desert. It gained control of most of the Golan... Yes.
Israel.
10. Bonus. In this song, the speaker urges his listener to turn away from cold, unfeeling light. For 10 points each, name this song from a musical in which a mysterious character urges Christine to listen to the title Dark Melodies.
The Music of the Night.
The Music of the Night is a song from this 1986 musical whose title character haunts a location in Paris where singers perform.
Phantom of the Opera.
The first act of the Phantom of the Opera ends with the Phantom sending one of these objects in the opera house crashing to the stage.
Yeah, chandelier.
30. Now a toss-up 8. The 2014 Bentiu massacre was part of this country's civil war, in which Riek Machar's rebels opposed President Salva Kiir. Its civil war has delayed the move of its capital to Ramsil from Juba. For 10 points. Yes.
South Sudan.
10 bonus. Statins can be prescribed to people who have high levels of this compound. For 10 points each, name this organic compound. Its esterified form can lead to the obstruction of blood flow by depositing in the walls of arteries, a condition known as atherosclerosis.
Cholesterol.
Statins work by lowering rates of cholesterol synthesis in this organ that becomes inflamed in patients suffering from hepatitis.
Spine.
The liver. The derivative 7-dehydrocholesterol can be converted to this vitamin by the action of sunlight on the skin. Rickets results from a deficiency in this vitamin.
D.
That's 20. Toss up 9. Parabolic examples of these structures have arms that are typically held in place by vegetation. The tips of these structures point downward in their crescent-shaped barkon variety. Wind can deposit loose sediment such as... Yes.
Dunes.
10. Bonus.
Nice.
For 10 points each, answer the following about a period known as the Babylonian Captivity in the Catholic Church. That period occurred between 1309 and 1376 when the papacy resided in this city in what is now France.
Avignon.
Avignon. Pope Clement V moved the papacy to Avignon away from its traditional location in this Italian city that contains the Basilica of St. John Lateran.
Rome.
The final pope to reside at Avignon had this name, which was also held by a pope known as the Great, who designed the main form of Western plain chant.
Gregory.
30. Toss up 10. This state's Garden of the Gods contains a rock formation known as Yes.
Colorado.
15. Bonus. An employee of this country, of this company, circulated a memo about its ideological echo chamber. For 10 points each, this tech company, which dismissed James Damore for criticizing its diversity policies.
Apple.
Google. After being fired, Damore was interviewed by Jordan Peterson, a psychology professor in this country known for his criticism of so-called political correctness.
The U.S.
Yeah.
U.S.
Canada. This chief operating officer of Facebook, who wrote the book Lean In, criticized the scientific accuracy of Damore's memo.
Zuckerberg. Yes. Mark Zuckerberg.
Sheryl Sandberg. Nothing on the bonus. Toss up 11. The 1996 reforms to this language's spelling specified when a beta-like letter called the sharp S should be used. All nouns in this language are capitalized and include neuter gendered ones such as Mädchen and yes.
German.
That's 10. Bonus. For 10 points each, name these metric prefixes. This is the only prefix that appears in the name of a base SI unit. Specifically, it appears in the base unit of mass.
Kilo.
This prefix appears in the name of a branch of chemistry that studies reactions over extremely short timescales. It denotes 1/4,000,000,000.
Micro.
Femto. The capacity of modern hard drives is often measured using this prefix for 1 trillion.
Giga or tera?
Giga.
Tara. The 10 points, toss up 12. This show was created by the Duffer Brothers, who auditioned child actors by using scenes from the movie Stand By Me. Millie Bobby Brown co-stars in the show as... Yes?
Stranger Things.
For 15, bonus. This man earned the nickname Tail Gunner during World War II. For 10 points each, name this Wisconsin senator who was criticized during the 1950s by journalist Edward R. Murrow.
McCarthyism. McCarthy.
Yes. Mm-hmm. McCarthy claimed that members of this political party were actively serving in the State Department and other government agencies.
Communism.
No, it's the Communist Party. Oh. I need the party. Sorry. McCarthy's downfall came after televised hearings prompted by his attack on this institution. Its chief counsel, Joseph Welch, asked McCarthy, "Have you no sense of decency, sir?"
Oh, shoot. Is that the presidency?
No. Answer?
Presidency?
No, it's the army. Yeah. So 10 points, toss up 13. English translations often render this character's full name using words like delicatessa and window shade. This strongest girl in the world lives in the Villa Villicola with a... Yes.
Pippi Longstocking?
That's 15, bonus. This author was inspired to write a poem after visiting the grave of his aunt, Mary Antrobus. For 10 points each, name this author who wrote a 1751 poem mentioning some mute and glorious Milton that begins, "The curfew tolls..." That begins, "The curfew tolls the knell of parting day."
An elegy written in the country churchyard.
No, it's Thomas Gray. Gray's best known work is a poem of this form written in a country churchyard.
Elegy.
Yeah. Another Gray poem notes that if ignorance is this feeling, 'tis folly to be wise.
Bliss.
20 points. And that's the half. We'll get a score check. At the half, the score is 50 for Barrington Station B, 365 for Norfolk Academic Guild, and this is toss-up 14. Best of luck to both teams. This organelle contains an enzyme that transfers electrons to coenzyme Q. The Eve hypothesis is based on studies of this organelle. Yes.
Mitochondria.
15. Bonus. Right. The first episode of this BBC series was titled A Study in Pink. For 10 points each, name the series that stars Benedict Cumberbatch as the title detective.
Sherlock.
The last episode of Sherlock shares this title with an Arthur Conan Doyle story in which Holmes confronts Professor Moriarty.
The final solution.
No, it's the final problem. Final problem.
Yes. Doyle's story, The Six Napoleons, inspired the title of a Sherlock episode named for this Tory who served as British Prime Minister during the 1980s. Answer?
Blair.
Margaret Thatcher. 20 points, toss up 15. In the upper portion of this structure, Helga Suzanne suffered a jaw injury when her mother Magda Goebbels forced a cyanide capsule into her mouth. Eva Braun committed double suicide with her husband in for 10 points. What? Yes.
The Führer bunker.
That is 10. Bonus? Yeah. This type of conic section is a closed curve with two distinct foci. For 10 points each, name this type of conic section that resembles an oval.
Oh, ellipse?
This property essentially measures how far a conic is from being a circle. It's between 0 and 1 for an ellipse, and more than 1 for a hyperbola.
Deviation.
Answer?
Deviation.
Eccentricity. The eccentricity for any conic section is the distance to the focus divided by the distance to this line. Every point on a parabola is equidistant from the focus and this line.
Vertex.
I know it's the directrix. So 10 points, toss up 16. This god lost an eating contest with fire in...
Yeski.
That's 15 bonus. This phrase was popularized by journalist John O'Sullivan. For 10 points each, give this two-word phrase, which refers to the belief that the U.S. had a right to claim land in Western North America.
Manifest destiny.
O'Sullivan used the phrase manifest destiny to support the U.S. claim to what would become this state. The siege of the Alamo took place here.
Texas.
Manifest destiny would lead to the U.S. war with Mexico during the presidency of this man who was elected in 1844.
Polk, or was it earlier?
Yeah, Polk.
Taylor.
Answer?
Polk.
30. Toss up 17. This composer wrote an E-flat major piece called The Sea Storm as part of the contest between harmony and...
Vivaldi.
Yes. 15. Bonus. Okay. This plant, a variety of yucca that grows only in the southwest U.S., is said to resemble a biblical prophet reaching toward the sky to pray. For 10 points each, a Southern California national park is named for what plant?
Cactus.
The Joshua Tree. Oh. Joshua Tree National Park straddles the boundary between the Sonoran Desert and this California desert. Answer?
Mojave Desert.
The Sonoran and Mojave Deserts are home to the Shola, Saguaro, and Prickly Pear varieties of this plant known for its sharp barbs.
Cacti.
Now it's cacti. 20 points, toss up 18. This country's flag is based on the flag of the Frelimo independence movement and shows an AK-47 atop an...
Mozambique.
15, bonus. Okay. The name of this lake may mean lead-colored puma, which refers to an ancient statue on this lake's Isla del Sol. For 10 points each, name this high-altitude Andean lake, the largest in South America.
Titicaca.
Yeah.
Titicaca.
Lake Titicaca straddles the mountainous border between these two South American countries.
Bolivia and Argentina.
Answer?
Bolivia and Argentina.
And Peru. Bolivia's right. Lake Titicaca is smaller in area than this brackish Venezuelan lake, which is actually an estuary of the Caribbean Sea.
What's it called? Maracaibo.
That's 20. Nice. Toss up 19. This element reacts reversibly with mercury to form cinnabar. It and hydrogen make up a thiol side chain. Its most stable form... Yes,
sulfur.
15. Bonus. Nice. In 2016, this man became the highest paid player in the NFL after signing a 6-year contract extension. For 10 points each, name this quarterback who plays for the Indianapolis Colts.
Andrew Luck.
Yeah. Luck's most successful playoff run came in 2014 when he led the Colts to the AFC Championship game, which they lost 45-7 to this team coached by Bill Belichick.
The Patriots.
Luck was twice the runner-up for the Heisman Trophy while playing for this Pac-12 school.
Stanford.
30. Toss up 20. A 2016 single by this band ends by repeating the phrase, "I've been thinking too much." The singer misses the time when our mama sang us to sleep in another of... The, yes.
21 Pilots.
15. Bonus. For 10 points each, answer the following about a shared occupation. Mildred Hubble, a student at Miss Cackle's Academy, is the protagonist of this series written and illustrated by Jill Murphy.
Anything.
Gender.
Answer?
No answer.
It's the worst witch. This muggle-born witch acquires her cat Crookshanks in Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban.
Hermione Granger.
The title object of this second book in Lloyd Alexander's Chronicles of Prydain series is loaned by the witches Ordu, Orwin, and Orgok to Arwen, the Death Lord, who uses it to create zombies.
Sword.
the wand.
The Black Cauldron. So 10 points, toss up 21. A 2003 revolution that took place in the country of Georgia is named for this flower. This flower appears in the title of a mystery set at a medieval monastery written by Umberto Eco. Yes,
Rose.
15 bonus. Detecting these bodies is the goal of the HARPS program and the Kepler Space Telescope. For 10 points each, name these celestial bodies that are particularly interesting if they fall in a habitable zone.
Like planets.
Exoplanets. Prompt. I'm sorry?
Exoplanets.
Yes. For an exoplanet to be in the habitable zone, it must orbit at the right distance from its star for this compound to exist in liquid form.
Water.
The closest known exoplanet orbits this closest star to the sun.
Proxima Centauri.
30. Toss up 22. One cell type with this specific structure contains a pigment called rhodopsin. Defects in another type of this structure's photoreceptor cells cause red-green color blindness. The lens focuses light rays on two for 10 points. What structure in the eye that can... Yes.
Cone?
Neg 5. For 10 points, what structure in the eye that contains rods and cones? Yes.
Retina
for 10. The Iraqi military launched an offensive against this northern city in late 2016. For 10 points each, name the city, a stronghold not controlled by the Iraqi government since 2014.
Yes. Mosul.
Yes. The city had been controlled by this Salafist militant group, which seeks to establish a caliphate within the region.
ISIS.
ISIS forces slowed the Iraqi offensive in western Mosul by destroying all bridges across this river, the northeastern of the two major rivers of Mesopotamia.
Northeastern.
Oh.
I think it's Euphrates.
Answer?
Euphrates.
Tigris. 20 points. Toss up 23. A trilogy by this author is set in the fictional Yakhna-Pataufa County. Yes,
Faulkner.
15. Bonus. What? In this novel, the torpedo ram HMS Thunderchild destroys several tripods to protect a fleet of refugees. For 10 points each, name this 1898 novel in which Martians land in Surrey, England.
War of the Worlds.
Which was written by this early science fiction author who popularized the concept of time travel and the time machine.
H.G. Wells.
The title location of this Wells novel is home to a scientist who uses vivisection to create animal-human hybrids.
The Island of Dr. Moreau.
30. Toss up the last. This man won the presidency by appealing to the silent majority and promising peace with on... Yes.
Nixon?
15. Bonus. Pencil and paper ready. For 10 points each, perform these calculations involving expressions raised to the fifth power. What is the result of raising the quantity x squared to the fifth power?
X to the tenth,
yeah.
X to the tenth.
What is the value of 3 raised to the fifth power? You have 10 seconds.
81. Oh, no.
No, 729.
No, it's 243. What is the base b logarithm of b raised to the fifth power? Answer?
B squared.
I know it's just 5. You're canceling it out.
Okay.
So that is 10 on the bonus, and that's the game. We'll get a final score.
Final score of 150 to 645.
150 for Barrington Station B, 645 for Norfolk Academic Guild. Good luck in your next game, guys.